He pointed to the centre column, which rose and fell steadily while the TARDIS was in flight. It was motionless. One by one, the warning lights on the TARDIS console started to go out, and the indicator needles on the dials crept back towards zero. The main lights grew dimmer and dimmer, and there was an uncanny silence.
"It's as if the TARDIS is dying," whispered Sarah.
"I better try the scanner, while there's still enough power to operate it," said the doctor.
He threw the switch, and the scanner screen lit up. The picture was dim and fuzzy, and all it showed them was sand dunes and swirling green fog. Slowly the picture faded, and the scanner screen went black.
"Fascinating," murmured the doctor.
"What's so fascinating about fog?"
"Perhaps that fog is what's putting the TARDIS out of action."
The concealed lights in the TARDIS ceiling began going out one by one. Section after section of the TARDIS was plunged into darkness. Finally, one central light source was left, bathing the console, the doctor, and Sarah in a little circle of light. Then it too began to fade.
"Don't you have any other emergency power source?" asked Sarah.
"Yes, of course. I'll switch over to the backup system."
He threw a switch, and the lights came up again. Sarah smiled with relief, but not for long. Slowly, the lights began to fade.
"Dud battery?"
suggested Sarah nervously.
"Hardly. Listen."
"I can't hear anything."
"Exactly. Neither can I. Nothing at all. Not a click or a tick. Nothing. The TARDIS is a living thing. Hundreds of complex instruments, working all the time. Its energy sources are perpetual. Never stop."
"Well, they have now. Everything's completely dead."
"It's just as you said. The TARDIS is dying."
The doctor looked around the control room. It was almost completely dark now. Just the faintest of glimmers from the central light.
"Sarah, look in that locker over there. I think there should be a torch on the upper shelf."
Sarah opened the locker and groped inside. She took out an enormous torch, the heavy industrial kind, covered in black rubber. She switched it on, and a beam of bright light illuminated the console. Sarah felt better immediately, until the beam of the torch began slowly fading. In a matter of seconds, it had died completely, and the darkness returned. The doctor was hunting inside another locker. He emerged, carrying a large, old-fashioned lamp, the sort coal miners used to have. Sarah managed to smile.
"Don't tell me. You're going to rub it and produce a genie."
The doctor held the lamp to his ear and shook it.
"On the contrary, I'm going to cast some light on our situation."
He took a box of old-fashioned sulphur matches from the locker, struck one and lit the lamp. A pool of soft yellow light bathed the area around them. Sarah breathed a sigh of relief.
"Well, hooray for good old-fashioned oil!"
The doctor turned up the wick, and the light grew brighter.
"That's better. Now, we'd better go outside and find out where we are."
Sarah gave him a sceptical look. "I bet it isn't Florana." He passed her the lantern.
"Hold this a minute, will you? The door controls won't be working. I'll have to open them manually."
He went to a tool locker in the base of the control console and took out an iron lever, rather like the starting handle of an old-fashioned car. Crossing to the doors, the doctor slipped the handle into a wall socket and began to turn it. Slowly, the doors started to open, and a green fog drifted into the room. It seemed to chill the air. Sarah shivered inside her beach robe. The doctor opened the door a little wider and went outside. Nervously, Sarah followed. There was little enough to see. The TARDIS seemed to have landed in the middle of sand dunes. Their low, rounded shapes stretched away into the greenish fog. Coarse grey sand crunched underfoot as they moved cautiously away from the TARDIS. Sarah shivered.
"It's so cold!"
"Come on," said the doctor. "Let's take a look around."
They walked on through the dunes for quite some time. Suddenly, Sarah jumped back in terror as a menacing black figure loomed up out of the fog. The doctor held her arm.